How has success not spoiled The Grateful Dead?
Let's see. Wait a minute. How am I supposed to take that? Well, there's success happens on several levels. Say there's success in the record business, which is new. Success in the concert business, which is not. More visible success in the sense of more income generally, which is probably affects the government. I mean, we pay more taxes, is what that sort of boils down to. They're different things. The success in the concert world is getting to the point where it's a whole new set of kinds of problems. I guess really it has to do with local municipalities who are upset by the large numbers of deadheads camping out and sort of living over when we play like a three-day stretch someplace in a small town. That we've gotten lots of noise about that kind of stuff. And it's not some, I think it probably is not so much the specific behavior of the audience or the dead or deadheads. I think they're generally pretty well behaved and not a terribly disruptive influence, but I think it's just probably the large numbers of new, strange people in these places. That America is essentially a xenophobic kind of place, and anybody who's different or, you know, I think that there's a certain scare there. At any rate, it's difficult now for us to play 3 days someplace. Mm-hmm. And a lot of places don't want us to play there, and we can't come back, and so forth, because we represent too large of a problem in terms of logistics, traffic, and so forth, and that kind of thing. And now that level of success is definitely a problem. I mean, in that case, success is no success at all. The exterior social problems that arise there, I think, are probably the things that affect our audience most. But that in that area, success is problematical. I mean, it's not, like I say, it's not success at all. It's, you know.
Now, you're trying to deal with that in places where you still can play. Are you not?
We have to deal with it. My instincts are to leave everything alone. You know, if the people want to vend stuff, fine. You know, if they want to sell stuff and whatever that goes on out in the world is like all things in the world. I have no control over them, and I don't want to control them. You know, we don't want to do any of that stuff.
The problems have a lot to do with people that are not there for the music, that are there for the illusion that it's a completely open scene. I mean, people that haven't figured out the responsibilities of self-regulation.
They don't care about the band or
right. They're not there for the music. They aren't there for the culture that goes along with the music.
What do you think the Grateful Dead means to all the new fans, all the kids that are suddenly becoming fans?
I think it's kind of like the circus coming to town for them. Like that used to be a big deal for kids in small towns across the country. When the circus comes to town, there's always the possibility you could run away with it. And a lot of these kids are doing that. They follow the Grateful Dead on tour and sort of join the party.
That's kind of what I did. I ran away with the circus when I was 16, was it? And it turned out to be this band. And I've hung with it ever since. Our approach is, you know, it's got a fair bit of adventure to it. And those kids, there are going to be kids in any generation who are going to share that sort of that sense of adventure, that appreciation of the adventures that life can hold for you. And some of those people are going to identify with us, our approach is expressed through our music and our way of doing things. And they're going to want to get in on it as best they can. So, you know, maybe that means packing up and following the band around for a summer or whatever.
And in fairness, I guess, to us old geezers, I guess it means the same right. thing to older fans than it does to new
fans. Well, yeah, some of them,
fans.
Like I say, like myself, some of them stick with it.
I think it also represents an alternative to whatever life they might have at home or in school or with their jobs. It may well represent some kind of freedom that is lacking in their normal lives. That's what it represents for me.
I was going to say that wouldn't think that it would be anything different for the older fans, would it?
Exactly.